maybe changing that R1 to an A1, so that's no longer an issue.
Okay.
Can't have a nightly rental in R1 anyway, so he's trying to help you there.
Okay.
Second issue, you're coming off a public road, so all you need to get is with road and bridge and have accesses to those properties. However you and your surveyor decide to cut those up to make those work for you guys, then you'll always have that access. You can only have an easement, CERT 2, so you'll need at least one of those other properties to have its own drive. See what I'm saying? You can't have one easement do three places. It can only serve two. It's not a problem. We just need to sit down and talk through it.
Okay.
I think this is something maybe after today, if you guys are fine with that, to just set up a time with Cody to sit down with him and kind of walk through that.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds like what we'll try to do then.
So is that fair with you all, fair with commission to recommend that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, which property they don't own where it says 838, but then they own all the other?
Yeah, they're this. Right. You see where I'm hitting that? So to make this simpler for them, I would like to think that you want to take all the R1 away, even if I did not read your parcel ID, because I'm not quite sure how this splits, that we grab both of those parcel IDs and clean that R1 out and take it all back to A1.
Take it all to A1.
Would you guys be okay with that?
And it doesn't affect, they can still turn around and build a house and sell it as a, it doesn't affect them in any way as far as being able to sell those lots.
It actually cleans it up.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. It's your choice, though.
And so, timing-wise, it seems like we would have to reapply for a rezoning to do that.
You would ask for an additional use permit.
They're giving you a fast pass here by saying you don't have to come back and reapply for this rezone for A1. They're going to give it to you now. But you will need to come back for the CUP process through the planning board.
All right. All right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so, yeah.
Not trying to confuse you with all this information, but just looking at the overall picture here, I think that would work.
And as far as the CUP, that seems like at least a reasonable thing that we should be shooting for then. Not
a nightly rental reason.
But it seems like, okay.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I guess that's all we have.
Okay. All right. Well, at this time, I will ask, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor or opposed to the proposed changes? Okay. Hearing none. At this time, I will close the public hearing. Thank you all. And we'll move to a vote. And Cody may need your assistance, really, on how we should word this to make sure we cover it.
We'll change the... amend the order to state the rezone from R1 to A1.
Okay, so let's do that. Do you care to move that?
Mm-hmm. Move to approve order number 04-21-2026-02, amending the resolution to state that the rezone would apply to the R1 zoning and change it to Ag A1.
Good.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you all. And then I'll need an updated sheet for that. Right. Next, we'll move to order number 04-21-2026-03. This is for Restora LLC. Once again, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. Cody Stice.
All right. On April 13, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving the amendment to the zoning maps G17 and G18 Branson Township to rezone four parcels from A1 Agricultural District to a PUD Plan Development District requested by Restora LLC, parcel number 082.0-09-000-000-050.000, also 050.001, the next parcel 050.002, and 035.001, and the last parcel 08-2.0-10-000-000-035.000. These properties are located around 395 Tracy Street, Branson, Missouri. So they kind of put a stipulation. They want to make sure that you find that it meets the impact that public facilities are met. It's consistent with the surrounding areas. So this one's kind of unique in that it's a PD. And so you got the opportunity to look at, it's still going to, it's kind of an overlay over an existing A1 zoning, which kind of sets its density. But now you're going to set the conditions in that plan development, meaning every part of this project you can evaluate and determine and make an assumption on as you move forward. And this is kind of like it's kind of like our first hearing. This is the very first round. Once they get approval, if they do, they would need to come back with a preliminary and then a final plan that goes through the county commission and you again for approval, that it really nailed the intent of what you guys are going to lay out. That's if it's approved.
Okay.
It can get, it's a little complicated, so we can work through it.
Okay.
Let me show you kind of what I got. I'll go through it fast because, Todd, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Do you want to do your presentation real quick, or do you just want me to do mine?
If you want to go ahead, and then I can
kind of go from there.
Turn in after.
All right. Once again, 04-21-2026-03, plan development. Restora is the applicant. So this is a large tract, around 265 acres. You see them all here highlighted. Let's go back one. This is the Ford dealership right here on the outer road by F Highway and Highway 65. A little closer, you can see they've got an existing entrance here. Here's a existing home, and they've got another one at the back of the property. Here's your zoning. It's all agricultural, and that's why this PD is going to be laid on top of that, and that's going to set its density. But once again, that PD gives it the ability to kind of call out how everything works inside this plan development. Kind of a rendering, probably not close enough. You got the homes, you got some yurts around those homes, another structure, you got an RV area, you got camping, you got some tiny homes and yurts, you've got some different facilities. I'll let them get into what exactly those are going to be used for. Some horticultural uses, a lot of land management uses in this, and then different things that are all around this, some hiking and walking trails and some other uses. So as you can see this, they kind of highlighted, we've got agricultural uses. The red would be retreat and residential uses with agricultural. And the green is just agricultural uses. Kind of got it zoned out. It's how you do these plan developments. Everything will have its own use. This is showing the entrance that they are proposing and the road system inside it. This here is green is 200-foot setback from property lines. They did really well at trying to, from when this first came through the Planning Commission, to pushing everything back further to help with the neighborhoods. And then also they got a 400-foot, and they've got the majority of their uses and activities inside that 400-foot boundary. This is a proposal of the driveway entrance. You can see they got a sweeping turn. I'll let Todd get into that more. A little closer, they got a little retention over here in case they get backed up. Once again, this is all their uses. So they spell out all their uses, and you can see. Is there 21, Todd?
Yes. Yep.
So you can see all 21 represented here. So what I'm showing you here is it's spelled out in what they presented. Parcel 1, if you go back, 1 right here has those uses right there tied to it. And I'm going to go through all these real quick because I know you guys have looked at your books, but all of them are done the same way. Every highlighted of the 21 has its use that is allowed in it. There's two places on the property that are outside of this conservative easement. You're looking at one, and the other one is the newer house to the east. Some pictures. So here's driving down into the property. They've started their gate. There is going to be new alignment here if this is approved going out to Jefferson. Here's an existing home on property. They've kind of remodeled it. I think they're going to sell products here, jellies or something. I'm not quite sure what they're doing here. Barn structure they have for agricultural equipment. Footers being ready to be poured for kind of a meeting hall and a destination place for meetings and gatherings and community events, internally, private events. You can see some camping areas here. And then you can see some smaller homes in the background. It's a better picture of them. As you look right here, these are some, I think they call them yurt structures to put yurts up in the air. That's again this structure here. There's three or four of them through here.
And they're already on site?
They're already built. The yurt's not up yet, but the structures they set on are. Yeah. Looks like maybe just three. More camping areas built here for people with tents. If you remember the older home that was remodeled, that's directly to my left, and this is looking out. Up here is where those office spaces and retreat areas are, where people will do more gathering. And then if you look right over this way, it will be that barn structure. All right, with that, I'll turn it over to Todd to come up and speak. You want me to pull up your presentation? Justin, would you come up? Would you like your presentation to pull up, or you want to use this?
We'll use the presentation that we...
Okay.
Hello, Commissioners. I want to give you a little bit of context. My name is Justin Singletary, by the way, the owner of Restora. A little bit of context of what happened in the past is we moved here in August, and we got started with this plan. And I think we went a little too fast, and we went for the conditional use permit, and it got denied. And it forced us to change the plan a lot. We knocked all the doors. We talked to a lot of the neighbors in the community. As far as we had at least two meetings at the fire station, local fire station for the neighborhood. We've invited a bunch of people out. We had a huge turnout for planting fruit trees a couple weekends ago. And the whole point was we had to realign with what the community and what the neighbors would see fit or what they would appreciate here instead of our plan of a big restaurant and some other things that would be a little bit difficult for that road Jefferson for the community. So we listened to people, we took all of their feedback, and we came up with a new plan for this PUD that we're submitting to you today. I know you guys weren't at the last meeting, but we had it was a totally different